G'day punters and welcome to a big edition of the Members Only Podcast. It is the biggest Group 1 day on the Australian racing calendar. Golden Slipper Day, your home track, Blake, Rosehill. You love it.
Yeah, my home track is Hawkesbury, Nick, but... Oh,
but your home metro track.
We do love Rosehill. I used to go to bloody Rosehill every Golden Slipper Day. This used to be my day.
Did your old man ever win a slipper?
No, he didn't. He ran second on With Me. He might have run second on With Me, and he might have run second on one of Frank Cleary's. Bloody forget the name of that horse. But Frank ended up winning a Golden Slipper with Catbird.
There you go. Yeah. A bit of racing trivia.
Yeah.
Catbird.
And I think the horse that my dad ran second to in the Golden Slipper won the Black Opal lead up.
Right, bit of Canberra form.
Canberra form.
Well, Frank used to train it.
That's right. See, Joe Cleary's old man.
Yes.
Wow, there you go.
That's right.
Benny, how are you, mate? Good to have you up here.
Good. Good to be here. Good to be at HQ. Can't wait to rip into a big day tomorrow.
William Reid in Melbourne, Imperatrice, odds on favourite. Can anything beat her?
I don't think so. I think she gets back to her right race here. She was very gallant in the Newmarket with the big weight. Drops a 56.5. She's faultless at the Valley.
Yep.
She'll be very hard to beat.
Blake, what's the best in the Group 1s for you? There's five of them in Sydney. Obviously, Buenos Noches is a member's tip.
Yes, yeah, best. The most likely Group 1 winner is definitely Storm Boy.
Yeah, okay.
And he could be a bet come tomorrow morning. I'm keeping my powder dry.
Okay.
I have him marked shorter than the market currently has him, but I do think as of tomorrow... some on-course bookies might get their chance to lay him, so we'll see what price he gets to.
I like it. Yeah, I haven't backed him yet, but I don't want to let him go around without being a result. So if you're on him, I can cheer home the strategy. I can have a little wager in the Golden Slipper and cheer home Storm Boy.
Yeah, well, I think
there's actually a market.
I think he's an even money chance.
There's a market on. Oh, we can promote it. We can promote bookies here, can't we?
Who? Yeah.
Yeah.
We can. None of them are our friends.
No, we hate them. But the sponsor of the Mount Gambier Gold Cup, Sportsbet, they have a mega bet, NRL mega bet, Storm Boy to win and Melbourne Storm to win, $4.50. That's jam.
Well, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
And Tab are $4.50 if you scan that code.
Can you claim that?
$20 max bet.
Can we have 10 units at $4.50?
That'd be nice.
That'd be nice. Yeah, well, definitely. You've got to be eligible for promotions.
We'd be chiming in. See, well, we just had 10 units on one at Bloody Scone. That was $3.80 into $2.50. And
if you were a steward, what would be the first thing you'd do this afternoon if you were a steward at Scone today?
Pulling him in.
I'd probably be grabbing Diggin McClellan by the scruff of the neck, and I'd be pulling him into the steward's room and asking him just to walk me through the ride.
Mm, yes, I agree. It was a stinker. But anyway, that's in the past.
It wasn't a stinker. It wasn't a bad ride.
It was
a bad look.
Yes, mm. Yes.
The fact that he
didn't slaughter it, he just
half not trying. Yeah. The looks of it, you know.
Can we say he hooked it?
Yeah. He's only rode three winners in his last 100, so...
He must like that low strike rate.
Well, you'd think he'd be chasing a bit of coin then, wouldn't you?
Oh, Digger might need some...
Surely get one over the line.
He might be laying him.
Maybe that's what he'd say to me as a steward and say...
Look at my record.
Sorry, mate, I can't see it on.
I can't see anymore.
I couldn't see the leaders.
I'm going no good.
Jeez Louise. Jeez. But he only gave it 180 metres to find the line. Yeah. I reckon it made up about six lengths.
In a 1,000-metre race. So we might be getting our money back next start, depending. It's they might go back.
Cover
maybe.
And staying undercover.
Maybe we will get $3.80 again if they go straight to a highway.
Well, I tell you what, I'd like to buy him.
Yeah, me too. He's a nice horse.
He's a nice, big strong-looking horse.
Looks a bit like Pungo.
Imagine him at Eagle Farm.
No, I reckon he'd be about double the size of Pungo.
Same colour.
He'd love Eagle Farm. Let's get stuck into it. The members-only Saturday set. Blake, I think you're going to kick us off, mate. Race one, a little bit of a roughie that we're on a spec. Tenderize, we were on him last start and he ran really well.
Yeah, so this is a really good roughie. Well, was a roughie. I think I sent him out at $23.
$23
with Sportsbet. He's currently $9 with Sportsbet. $12 is the best available. But he's been well supported. No deductions so far. First up, he was good, no luck, just went back and a race that wasn't run to suit, and he closed nicely. And then second up, he stepped straight to 1,400 metres. That was a really hot tempo, and they put out a change of tactics that they were going to ride him forward, and it just didn't work out for him. He sat on that hot tempo. He hit the front at the top of the straight, and he just peaked on his effort. That race has actually produced the Kembla Grange Classic winner in Queen of Dragons, so that's going to be good highway form. And then this bloke has been back to the trials, so I think that this is a target race. I think he peaks third up, and he'll put himself on the speed, and he'll be hard enough to beat. And I think I'm really happy to have that ticket at $23. It might be another plunge landed.
Wouldn't that be nice?
In Tookie.
It would definitely be nice. And then, like, potentially there are other potential bets in between. So, like, I am looking at Storm Boy. Potentially we could back him $2.50 with Tab. I think that's a great price. I have him marked closer to $2. His figure that he produced in the Gold Coast Magic Millions, no other horse can in the race has got near that figure. So,
is it the best two-year-old performance we've seen in a while?
I'm not sure. I don't remember what they've been doing over the last few years, but it's definitely the best two-year-old performance of the year.
Yeah.
And he didn't have everything go his way. Like, he was a bit slow to begin. He had to work. He was three deep without cover early, strided up, put himself outside the lead, and he was still really strong late. So I still think there is a little bit more to come from him off that performance. He's had a little bit longer than a horse like Lady of Camelot, who's also having her second grand final. He's had 5 weeks longer than her to recover from that. He's actually had the chance to go back to the races.
Yep.
I know it was a race, but that was basically a trial for him. They only shook him up in that last 200 metres, and he produced the seventh best last 200 of the day. I'd expect him to bounce back to somewhere near that figure at the Gold Coast, and if he does, I think he's just clearly too good for them.
Yep.
So I'm not going to send him out yet, but I think he's really hard to beat. And then the other one we're going to play is in the Galaxy. We're going to play Buenos Noches. I'm just giving him one more chance. I think he was a forgive run first up, wide draw against, went back to last, closed really nicely, and then last start, he started second in the market behind Imperatrice. He was no match for Imperatrice and Cylinder there, but he pulled up with an issue. He was lame, so we can be forgiving of that run. Last time over this track and trip, I think he should have won the shorts. He meets Private Eye, 3.5 kilos better for that run. Draws perfectly, and if he can reproduce his best, I think 17... dollars is a good price about him. Another horse I'm sort of having a look at in the last race is Miss Hellfire. I wouldn't mind having something on her. She was well supported off a break last start. She pulled up with an issue. She was coughing, and she was in the limited room anyway, but I didn't mind the close. $23. I would like to play 26. I don't think anyone's found her yet, so I might send her out in the morning. We'll see how that plays out. Should definitely be going in all quaddies. And then I'm just going to wait for the track at Kembla. It's on a heavy nine at the moment. Not much rain predicted, but I'd like to see that get back to a soft seven. I think Osbred Flirt is going to be really hard to beat in the provincial championships qualifier. I wanted to back her last week in the Coolmore, but they scratched her from a bad draw. She was a forgive run first up. When she was slow to begin, had to do plenty of work to get back into the race, and just peaked on her effort late. So form around her is good, and I think she's going to be really hard to beat. Just want to get back to soft seven before send her out.
Beautiful. Nice race, that.
Yeah.
Drawn well.
Yeah, she's drawn perfectly. She's going to be hard enough to beat. She doesn't really have any form on a heavy surface, but she's won a race on a soft seven, so I'd be happy to back her accordingly if we can get back there.
Benny, nothing from you in the early plays yet, mate, and nothing intended to be sent out on Friday afternoon, but anything that might join the strategy Saturday morning?
Yeah, I've got a couple, mate. Just at the Valley, I think we might get a better price in race 4, number 15, Hill Rip. Now, we were on him last start, and he was there to win the race, and he just I put in the comments that I think he was just having a think about it. So I think the addition of blinkers he really, really needs. And he gets here, out to the mile, good draw. I think it sets up really well. But as I said, I think we might get a better price in the morning. So I'm just going to wait and see what he comes up as. And then there's one at Benalla out in the bush tomorrow that I'm quite keen on. Another one that I'm hoping we can get a bit of a better price about, called Driftnet. I thought it was unlucky not to win last start after doing a bit of work. Sat outside leader at Kite and will strip fitter and should be hard to beat tomorrow.
Lovely. So I've been well backed already. Driftnet.
Yep.
Driftnet. Even, so. I've backed it before.
Yeah well, I did ask you about this horse and you said you didn't know about it.
I backed it.
And second to Influential, second to Candlelit.
It's got some good Sydney form.
Fourth to Aditi. Third at Hawkesbury.
There might be a couple of scratchings, so deductions might hurt us. But if there's not, we'll be on.
Kind words. No, I backed it. I backed Kind Words.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And then she went to the Regional Dallin, and then she went to the Spring Stakes at Newcastle. Lovely. Punters, I've got three for us at HQ tomorrow, Eagle Farm. Start off with the two-year-old race, race four, number four. A little bit of repeating numbers and races tomorrow. We've got race four, number four, race seven, number seven. We'll start off with the two-year-old. Race four, number four, Zuna. Been well backed, this guy. The market's really zeroed in on the two main key chances and spat out the top weight Divine Force. It's the same way I saw it, but I just really liked the way this guy won on debut. It was at the midweeks, but the stable's going well. They've produced two debut maiden winners that have gone to the Saturday Metros and won their next start the last couple of weeks, Laurie Mayfield Smith. This guy, he did a little bit wrong on debut. He was three wide. He didn't have a back to follow into the straight, but he really put paid to them at the business end, and he's drawn barrier one here, back to the 1,000, so he's just going to get a lovely, cushy run. While El Morzillo, his the current favourite and main danger, is off 6 weeks out of the English Millennium. She went down to Sydney, started hard in the market that day, didn't have the best of luck, but she's drawn barrier 15 here. She hasn't had a trial or a jump out that I could find, so I'm just thinking she's going to need the run, and we're going to have the map advantage over that horse and a bit of a fitness edge, so I think we can win that. And then we're going to race six for the 1,000-metre class six race. We're on number three, Maximum Output, for Stuart Kendrick and Bailey Wheeler. Stuart Kendrick flying. This horse is 20 to 1, so we've just had two units on him. I think he's worth a spec. First up, we can forgive. He was 5 and 6 wide on the turn on a heavy 10 track over 1,000 at the Sunshine Coast. I thought he stuck on all right. He was a little bit soft late, but entitled to be. He tried well going into that race. Before that, at the end of last preparation, they took him to Sydney for a race on Melbourne Cup Day, where he started $5 behind Quick Tempo, Iona Merck, Dehorned Unicorn. And he was on heels late, so without much luck. And then you can sort of... He won back-to-back races here at Eagle Farm over the 1,000 and at the Sunshine Coast. And then before that was behind Hard to Say and Hold on Honey, who he meets Hold on Honey here half a kilo better. So he gets a weight swing. Barrier four is not going to be 5 and 6 wide on the corner this time. I would hope not anyway. Get a nice run in behind a Hot Tempo and finish over the top. And then race seven, number seven, Tajaki. This was an early play sent out on Wednesday afternoon. Really nice mare, this horse. She's only lightly raced, had the 8 starts for 4 wins. Went through the grades nicely last preparation. She strung a couple together. She should have won 5 in a row, to be completely honest. But she got completely slaughtered at Doomben. I think it was third up over 1350 behind Miss Tambo that day. But then she bounced back. She beat Cacophonics, and then she beat Midnight in Tokyo. She's got group form from early on in her career, and you can just forgive her the last run of that campaign. They backed her up a week after she first time at 1600 meters, backed her up against the old horses in listed company on a wet track, and she just didn't really go a yard. So she's trialed really well. She'll go forward. Robbie Dolan's 2 from 2 aboard her. I think he'll be 3 from 3 on her on Saturday.
Robbie Dolan rode a double at Ipswich yesterday.
Did he?
Yep.
Good on him. Goes okay, Robbie.
Yeah, he can ride well. It doesn't take much to be a good jockey in Queensland at the moment, so good to see he's in form. So That's the three from me.
He won a Galaxy on Shelby 66.
Group one, Robbie.
Must be a good rider.
Must be a very good rider.